Hello, Audio Boo Land, it's Kaz. Thought I'd do a little update, little boo, as I'm sitting here contemplating washing up and washing my hair. So lots of washing to do, but I'm going to do that in a bit. But I just thought I'd do a little update. I hope everyone's having a good week. It's been good here. Weather's been really nice. I've spent quite a lot of the week sitting in the garden. In the daytime, in the afternoons, when the sun, I'm not supposed to sit in the sun because I've had obviously the skin cancer. So I'm actually not supposed to sit in the sunlight because even if you've got sunscreen on, it still doesn't protect against melanoma. I don't know what the people know, but apparently sunscreen doesn't help with that. So I'm not supposed to sit in direct sun, but I do sometimes have 10 minutes or so. But for the most part, in the afternoons here, the sun isn't actually directly on the back of the house. It tends to be on the back in the morning, so in the afternoon, it's fine to sit outside. So I really enjoy that. I enjoy sitting outside and the birds and just relaxing, and it's nice to just chill. Spent a bit of time this afternoon dozing, not really sleeping properly, but dozing off, because I've not been sleeping very well at night because it's so warm, plus the birds wake me up because I've got to leave my windows open at 5 o'clock in the morning. The birds are waking me up and it's so irritating. Oh, it really is. But yeah, just thought I'd talk. This is quite a momentous day for me and my home city. The Glasgow, the Commonwealth Games 2014 start today. The opening ceremony is this evening in Glasgow, and it's a big thing for the city. I'm very proud that, I guess, my home city is hosting the Commonwealth Games this year. Big thing for them. Hopefully it will bring in lots of revenue. There's been a lot of money spent in Glasgow. Getting the city ready. Where I went to school, a lot of the area has been flattened. A lot of the old housing has been flattened. And there's been an Olympic Village built. And there's been an Olympic-sized swimming pool and everything built there. So the whole area has completely changed. Millions of pounds have been spent. It was one of the, not the worst areas in Glasgow, but one of the certainly more deprived areas of the city. So it's nice to see that, you know, that has been developed, and it's all quite exciting. And Glasgow, I'm sure, is absolutely buzzing tonight with all these 6,000 athletes, plus all the people who are coming to support them and watch them. I'm sure Glasgow as a city tonight is absolutely buzzing. I would love to have been part of the atmosphere because, I bet it's amazing. But I'm not. I'm 200 miles south, down here. And it's great. They've got great weather for the start of it too. In Hampden Park, fantastic weather. Well, I think actually the opening ceremony was at Celtic Park. But, you know, amazing weather. Hopefully long may it continue. And yeah, I think that's really kind of all I've got to say. I just wanted to make a little mention about the Commonwealth Games because I am very proud that Glasgow's hosting them, and it's, you know, it's bringing in tourism and revenue for the city, and it's a fantastic city. If anybody's listening and hasn't been to Glasgow, it's a fantastic city, fantastic people. Glasgow people are probably, and I'm not saying that just because I'm from there, because I've moved away, and so obviously I wanted to move away from the city because it's just not the easiest place to access, and, you know, a lot of my friends are south now. But it is an amazing city with amazing people, and some of the friendliest in the world, you know, come from Glasgow. It's an amazing place. So if you get the chance, then pop up and visit Glasgow and let me know what you think. Okay, I'm going to upload this boo now. I hope you're all doing okay and have had a good day and are staying cool. Take care. Bye for now.